Introducing the new Starbucks Pairings menu, where you can get a tall brewed coffee or tea, hot or iced, paired with a croissant starting at $5, or with a breakfast sandwich starting at $6. Because at Starbucks, we know that some things are better together. Limited time offer at participating stores. Restrictions apply. Visit starbucks.com/pairings to learn more.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line Podcast Network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
I'm always high on the hogs, guys. I'm high. Well, I'm not high right now, but my day is young.
My odometer's way up there. I'm that 2018 that's already got 130,000 miles on it.
The Razorbacks rush across the field to get that boot.
Tommy, Chuck, and Ty, you guys are the gold standards of sports talk radio.
He bleeds to Arkansas.
Ty's got good hair.
All right, so Richard's going to join us coming up. We've got our CJ's Trivia Tuesday that usually falls on Tuesday later on because we didn't get to it yesterday. But first, we go to Unbiased Brim, who's listening in New Haven, Connecticut. He's born and raised in Little Rock, and he is a listener out east. What's up, man?
Good morning, Tommy and Ty. How are you guys doing?
Man, how are you?
I'm tired. I just get off work, but I feel like the work never stops. I'm sure most of us have not gotten a lot of sleep since the news has hit. And, I just feel like I'm working overtime. I feel like I work for the university almost the way I've been, you know, just paying attention to what's going on and just staying in tune because it's a pretty exciting time. And I really got a good feeling about Calipari having an opportunity, having a renaissance and being really energized and motivated because I saw you on Twitter speaking about this. You know, I think a lot of us noticed that, you know, national media does tend to have a negative slant towards almost anything Arkansas. And I feel like I wanted to make it my business to let it be known that, hey, we should have a chip on our shoulder. We should really, you know, set the tone and set the expectation because a lot of, on the national side, they look at us like, you know, we're third rate. Like, we don't, you know, have an expectation. Like, we don't have a rich history. Like, we've never accomplished anything. And I've seen you speak on that. And, you know, I'm glad that you speak on that because it's a real heavy misconception of the Arkansas Razorback brand across the board.
I appreciate it. And I think, so I'll go back to what the great Nolan Richardson said on this issue and Scotty and Corliss. I remember what they were saying right before the 94 championship, little old Arkansas can't compete against the smarter Duke, the more talented Duke, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's been that way for a while, but this state thrives when we are doubted. In football, basketball, and I know that baseball hasn't necessarily had that chip on their shoulder, but they desperately still want a national championship. I mean, we still got to cross that off his resume, right? As a state, we want to. So I always come that when national media are critical, I think it motivates the players and the coaches. And I think it's better, frankly, for athletics when it looks at it like that.
We feed right into it because we have an inferiority complex that's second to none. And I don't know why. We just got one of the most smoking hot girls at school to go to prom with us. You know, she may be a little older, but, you know. But she's going to prom with us. And I don't know why we can't finally accept, our football results have not been what anyone would want. We don't have the population base to maybe sustain a football program at the level of Georgia or Bama. But by God, in basketball, we can be a factor in the SEC and the national equation more often than not. We may never be Kentucky or Kansas and some of those, but those things were built decades ago. We've got to get past this thought that we're not good enough as a state. that we're not good enough as a people. We buy into the narrative the national media cast down upon us. And at some point, we have to say enough is enough. It's our mindset. It's not the media's fault outside our state or inside our state. It's we as Arkansans, we gotta figure out how to shed that. And maybe if it all comes together, we can get the stars, moon, and sun to align again for us. We can get over this because we never felt inferior to anybody between 1990 and about 1996.
Mm-hmm. Well, you had the most winning in that.
Right.
In that from 90 to 95, you had the most basketball wins during that stretch.
You were still the best basketball program in the decade. And there's a couple of crossroads in the history of our state and our program. I've often wondered where we might be as a football program had you beaten Texas that day in 1969, because I think you'd have went down a different path and another national title, and who knows what might have built off of that. And I've often wondered if Nolan Richardson had won that game against UCLA and had back-to-back titles, there's no way he's leaving under the circumstances he did in 2002. Just no way. And they had players coming and different. I just wonder what it would have played out like had you won that game. Obviously, those two things didn't happen. But we've got to get past all of this thought that we're not good enough, that we're inferior to. Mm-hmm. And it's not just in sports. We just small state. We like the little brother role, but we're big brother in our state. We've got to shed some of this thought that we can't get it done, because I believe we can.
And I think the important part is, before we go to Richard real quick, is like you mentioned the hot girl aspect, like a Hall of Fame coach elected to end his career in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Think about that. Like, this guy is a no doubt. In fact, he's in the Hall of Fame. I don't even want to, he's not going to be in the Hall, he's in the Hall of Fame. And he elected in his final act to spend his last years in Fayetteville, Arkansas. That's very important. He could have stayed in Lexington.
He
could have gone elsewhere. But he elected to choose you. You asked, which is the important part, but he accepted, which is a huge part of this equation. All right, let's talk to Richard Davenport this morning via the McCarty Daniel Hotline. RD, I would guess that your job's going to ramp up starting really tonight when the announcement becomes official and John Calipari is introduced in Bud Walton Arena. We've gotten multiple texts throughout the week about how much recruiting is going to ramp up. Have you had conversations? I know from people close to Terrion Burgess that he has a lot of respect for what John Calipari did at Kentucky. Have you had any in-state recruits or any recruits outside the state that have maybe reached out to you about the incoming news?
No, I mean, I really haven't reached out just yet. I figure, once it's official and everything, that's when I'll start doing that. But obviously, I mean, any kid's going to have interest and be intrigued by Arkansas. I mean, I think that's been the case with Mus, but obviously, it's a different level now. So it's going to be interesting. I do know a certain five-star and a certain five-star that had interest in Arkansas when Mus was here, and I think it's going to be even more so now with Calipari.
Richard Davenport with us on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Have you ever seen a situation anywhere where a coach takes over a program or a roster gets to the point where there's no players left that aren't in the portal and no commits? Have you ever seen a clean slate like John Calipari will take over?
Yeah, great situation, huh?
Well, it could be. Have you ever seen anything
I'm
like
just
this,
kidding.
Though?
No. I mean, well, and we're so early in the process of, NIL and the portal and the ability of kids to be able to just transfer, so easily. So, I made this point on our message board the other day that I really haven't researched it very much. I assume there's been some similar situations, maybe not, you having to replace all 13 guys, but I really haven't looked at it in depth and looked at other schools. I mean, this has really only been going on for 2 or 3 years, so it's a new situation, and I'd be interested to really know what other schools maybe had a similar situation. Maybe not all 13 spots open, but a complete turnover of the roster. But at the same time, I have to think that some of the guys that that went into the portal, you know, if Calipari is interested, there may be a possibility of, you know, maybe one or two or three wanting to come back. I have no idea. I haven't really checked into that, but it's going to be pretty crazy for quite some time to see him fill this roster up again.
We've not taken one call, and Ty, I don't think we've seen one text concerned about the status of your roster. Everybody just assumes John Calipari can come in and just easily fix this with 13 phone calls. Am I wrong to have a little reservation about that task? Because as great a coach and recruiter as he's been, this is a task we've never seen completed in this kind of timeline.
Yeah, it's definitely uncharted territory. I mean, especially for Arkansas, I tend to think it's going to be easier for him than a lesser known coach. I mean, we're talking about the most high profile college coach in the country, and so he's not going to have a problem having guys take his call. So I think that obviously helps. We're going to find out. It's going to be very interesting. What if he fills it up quicker than we anticipated? I would think that we go into June with not a complete roster, but what if he fills it up pretty quickly with maybe one or two guys that entered the portal from here and some guys that have entered the portal or will enter the portal from Kentucky, then brings in some of his guys that he signed in the 24 class or has committed. So it's going to be a wild ride.
Yeah. I think that Jerome Tane at Kansas State and McMahon at LSU had similar situations that Arkansas now finds itself in. And recently, those are the ones that kind of came to mind.
LSU and K-State.
For LSU and K-State. Richard.
You look at what Tane did the first year.
Elite Eight.
I don't think the empty roster is necessarily a bad deal. But I think to have a little bit of nervousness about it is okay. So walk us through the timeline. You got the portal open now. And then it closes, what, May 1st? Walk us through the timelines that are important through this process with the portal.
Well, you have a dead period now. It's been a dead period from the 4th and goes to the 11th. And then after that, it's back to normal. You start having visitors. You can start having, in-home visits. And then obviously, like you said, the portal's open till the first, and visits stop June 30th. So from the 12th to June 30th, it's just normal. You can have kids on campus, you can visit them, and evaluate. So obviously going to heat up pretty quickly.
Yeah. So, and also walk through the process with me, because it was explained to me by someone up there yesterday. When you come out of the portal and you, quote, sign with a school, you're signing a financial aid agreement, which binds the school to what they're going to give the player. But the player could sign multiple agreements of those, and he's not bound, he or she not bound by that. The school's the one that's bound. So a player that, even though they have, quote, signed with another school, is not bound because of the way the financial aid agreement is structured. Is that a correct understanding?
That is correct. And if I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure this is correct. They are not bound to that school until the first day of fall classes. I'll double check on that, but I'm pretty sure that that's still the case. I don't think even when you get into summer classes, that you're bound to that particular school,
which means he could get players from other schools all throughout the summer.
Yeah, and that could be true, but you usually don't see too many kids, jump from from a school if they're enrolled even in, during the summer. But we're talking John Calipari, so who knows?
Yeah.
Talking with Richard Davenport on the McCarty Dana Hotline. So, Richard, I think one of my hot takes this morning is I bet we see a commitment for Arkansas by Friday. When should Arkansas fans expect to start seeing some commits to the basketball program, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think that could possibly happen. I mean, evidently, Carter Knox, the four-star/five-star prospect from Overtime Elite, is it's talked about being a guy that is of the 24 class the most likely to join Calipari. So, and I would imagine some of the others will probably do the same. I would guess. Don't know. But, I think it's a possibility. But at the same time, I think it would be smart if the kids visited. So I wouldn't doubt if we see some visitors this weekend.
How do you think Cal moves forward with recruiting? Because he got the top player in Kentucky last year, and they had the other one committed to Kentucky this year. I mean, we mentioned Terrion Burgess. You've also got Isaiah Seely, some other guys in the state. How do you think he approaches in-state recruiting here in Arkansas?
Yeah, that's going to – see, we'll find out. Obviously, his way of doing things is getting the elite of the elite, and obviously we think well of our in-state guys, and they're very highly touted in the 25 and 26 classes. So I tend to think that he'll take a heavy look at them. I mean, when you got talent like that in your backyard, and I think obviously I don't know if he's going to retain Ronnie Brewer or not, but Ronnie Brewer would be a huge, help and being able to, help him get that relationship going with those kids. So I tend to think that you obviously look at those guys in in-state and evaluate and make a decision. And, he's done well with some Kentucky guys that were not necessarily the highest rated. So I think he... just based on that, I tend to think that he takes a heavy look at in-state guys, and he understands, in Kentucky, being a Wildcat is something special, and obviously in Arkansas, yeah, being a Razorback is the same.
Yeah. All of our jobs just got a little more interesting. Hey, quick before you go, read a note last week, meant to ask you, I wanted to ask you about it this week. Barry Odom's son has moved back from Nevada to play high school football at Fayetteville High School. Is that all correct? And kind of what's behind
that move? Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Well, his grandparents live nearby, I think in Oklahoma, and he and his wife wanted the grandparents to be able to watch him play, and obviously much easier than having to go to Vegas. And another thing, the school that he was at that didn't allow or didn't have the situation where they could he could enroll early. So at Fayetteville, he can enroll in college in December. At his old school, he wasn't able to do that. So I think that was also a consideration. And also, you're talking about a young man that went to high school or was going to school. At Shiloh Christian, mm-hmm, has a lot of friends in Northwest Arkansas. So I think all those things kind of played into that.
All right, Richard, good stuff. It's going to get a lot more interesting around here. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right, Richard Davenport, little recruiting update, and it's going to get hot and heavy with that portal opening tomorrow. It's all on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. 6 locations in Springdale and Bentonville. A good deal is never too far away. They're always online at McLartyDaniel.com.
This is CJ's Trivia Tuesday, presented by CJ's Butcher Boy Burgers in Fayetteville and Russellville.
It's delicious.
There must be 50 customers out there. It's unbelievable.
When all you do are burgers, they have to be the best.
So we're a day late on our CJ's Trivia, but we're still going to do it. And the question is, this morning, in 1996, John Calipari was the head coach of Massachusetts UMass. And went 35-2, had a good run, Final Four. They beat the University of Arkansas in the Sweet 16. Who was their outstanding center that season that went to the NBA?
Ooh, I know. Teacher, you do know.
He can't answer. This is one of those things where the smart kid in class is told to not answer in this situation. Got to call us. I know that people love to text, but if you want to win this $25 CJ's Butcher Boy Burger gift card, 877-377-6963. Again, the repeated question is, who was the outstanding center on UMass for John Calipari in 1996 that helped beat the Arkansas Razorbacks? And Cal taking UMass to the Final Four, taking Memphis to the Final Four, and then, of course, has taken Kentucky to several Final Fours. So everywhere he's been, he's had success. Hopefully we can say the same looking back on his tenure in Arkansas.
Take Arkansas to five Final Fours, right? Just five in a row.
That would be nice. That would be awesome to see. And, again, I wasn't around. And the run that Eric Musselman went on, the three-year stint, where you go Elite Eight, Sweet 16, was awesome. But can you imagine being Kentucky and a Kentucky fan for the first 6 years where, I guess it was, what, four Final Fours and one national championship in 2012? It was remarkable. Yeah. Cal knows what he's doing. All right, Jimmy.
All right, so who is this big center? Who is this stud at UMass?
Jimmy and Conway wants to answer. Jimmy, what is the answer to our CJ's trivia question?
That's the Canby man.
Canby. That is correct. Nice guess. Jimmy, we've got your information. We will get that gift card to you.
Yep.
Arkansas, I guess, just didn't have what he scored in that game. That was he was as good of a college basketball player that Cal has had at that position. I mean, Anthony Davis, Boogie Cousins. Cal's known for his big men. I know he's had some outstanding guards like John Wall, Brandon Knight. We saw Reed Shepard and Dylan Hammond, these guys last year. But he always seems to have big men. That's the thing you like about Cal's team is they have size. And you're hoping, I mean, front court was a weakness for your team this year. I don't think it's going to be a weakness for your team this next season based on who Cal has recruited in the past and brought to campus, not just in Lexington, but also in UMass. Is it Amherst? Is that where their campus is? I think that's right. And then also Memphis, Tennessee, when you have guys like Dorsey and Dozier and some of the other great players that have come through that campus. But congratulations, Jimmy. That is the answer to our CJ's trivia question. We're doing a day late. As always, you can see Keith and his team. I bet that a lot of you that are on your way to Bud Walton Arena later on tonight, or if there is a game played in Bob Walker Stadium, you'll stop on by his Weddington location. Maybe you're coming up and passing through Russellville. You can stop by and see Keith and Sally and their team at the Russellville location. Two great locations, one great burger. Also, the chicken sandwich, the salad up in Northwest Arkansas. It's always great. Plus, you can take a bottle of the CJ's Butcher Boy seasoning home with you to add to your chips, your burgers, your chicken, whatever you put it on. It's going to be fantastic. CJ's Butcher Boy Burgers. When all you do are burgers, they have to be the best. Let me tell you, they are at CJ's.
All right, so that game was in the Sweet 16, 79-62, the final. Do you remember? Well, you weren't. You were just in diapers, literally, but the season before, they played to open the year.
And got killed. Arkansas got killed.
Yeah. Let's see, 104-89.
Yeah, they got smashed in that game. I remember I was watching the highlights of that game. Trivia question also, who won the national championship in 96?
Kentucky,
correct. Yep, so you had a bunch of Cal.
And then didn't they go back the next year and lose to
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Introducing the new Starbucks Pairings Menu, where you can get a tall brewed coffee or tea, hot or iced, paired with a croissant starting at $5, or with a breakfast sandwich starting at $6. Because at Starbucks, we know that some things are better together. Limited time offer at participating stores. Restrictions apply. Visit starbucks.com/pairings to learn more.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Arlington Resort Hotel and Spa in downtown Hot Springs, Arkansas is the perfect destination for your next getaway. Join them for a romantic Valentine's Day getaway with a special dinner or romance package. Or if you're coming to town for live racing, they've got room for you every weekend, including Martin Luther King Day weekend and President's Day weekend. Experience all the luxury and hospitality of a Grand Southern Hotel. The accommodations are sure to please everyone. Visit arlingtonhotel.com for more details. That's arlingtonhotel.com.
Call or text the McLarty Daniel Hotline at 877-377-6963. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
When you're looking for a new car, you want to shop for a vehicle you love with an organization you trust. You've probably heard that McLarty Daniel means making deals, but what I'm inspired by the most is that McLarty Daniel means making a difference in our community. When you buy a vehicle with McLarty Daniel, you reinvest right here in the community, in our schools, in our little leagues, in our food banks, and our people. So you're not just making a purchase, you're making a difference too. Come see us at any of our six locations in Northwest Arkansas.
BetOnline is the number one source for all your sports betting this season and every season. You'll find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends all at BetOnline. BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. The fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Go to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use the promo code BELIEVE to receive your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
Keith and Rogers has some thoughts on this. Keith, welcome into the program, man.
Hey, appreciate taking my call. Y'all's intro kind of segues perfectly into what I was going to mention. Two things. First of all, I know the NIL understanding, like where that money comes from, is kind of like the Illuminati. Nobody really understands it. But my question to you is, do we have any just speculation as to the 5 or 7 million for the NIL that they're talking about? Do we think that that's going to be also funded by the Tyson and the big boosters, or do we think that that's possibly a redistribution of NIL funds, like through the edge, that are going to be pushed over toward basketball and ultimately taken from the other sports like football? That's my first question. Yeah. And then following up on what y'all are talking about, getting the average fan to pony up with 25 or 50 a month, I actually sent an email to, I think his name's Chris Baines, that Chris does Bauer. The NIL Edge. There you go. And I just said that, 25 or 50 bucks, yeah, it's not life-changing money, but it is money that I could send to my daughter in college for gas or groceries. And so it's definitely, I'm going to feel that every month. And I think what they should do is try to get some kind of push to where maybe they get a sponsor on board, that maybe they provide everybody that's willing to give for 1 year. If you commit 50 bucks a month for a year, or even 25 for a year, you get something as an NIL fan besides just entering into a raffle. Like, you get maybe a license plate holder that says, NIL Edge, I make a difference, or I don't know, a polo shirt or something that, like, every time I see that license plate holder, every time I wear that polo, I'm reminded my 25 or 50 bucks is making a difference. It's like a tangible thing that I can see and really value that money that I'm giving up.
You know how when the Arkansas State Police Foundation writer calls and asks you to donate and you give them 50 bucks or whatever, and then they send you that sticker you put on your car. You put that sticker on your car hoping you won't get a ticket when you get pulled over.
Or the fire department doing that.
So maybe it's something like that. I think that's a good idea. But
they have that. That's already set up in place. The polo and the swag or whatever. Here's the deal. No one wants to wear that.
Yeah.
No one.
Because it doesn't have a razor.
Because
back
it doesn't, like... And this is, I think certain people, like, where you're wearing that Masters thing this morning because you want people to know that you've been to Augusta and you like the Masters.
Well, it matches my blue shirt with the green vest. And
I wouldn't necessarily say that, but
you don't think this matches?
The blue and green?
Yeah.
Not really, but okay. I wasn't going to say that until you asked. So that, because you want people to know, but none of y'all really care if, like, if you see someone in an Arkansas Edge shirt, that doesn't make you think more high of them. That doesn't make you think any less of them either. But if you see someone, like if I see someone this weekend in Bozeman, Montana, outside of my three friends that are all Arkansas Razorback grads and are University of Arkansas grads, and I see a Razorback on someone else in Bozeman freaking Montana, then I'm going to be hyped. I'm like, what's up, man? Or what's up, gal? Because they've got something that I can instantly connect with. If I see someone in an Arkansas Edge shirt in Bozeman, I'm still going to go up to them, but it's not the same like camaraderie, like trench warfare as a fan. It's just not. It doesn't inspire you. But
it should, because you're not just rooting for your team. Now you're financially supporting your team. I mean, is it Dave that was our last call? He's on point. But that's money I could give to my daughter's school. But I don't care if you make $1 million a year or $10,000 a year. You can always find a different way to allocate your money. So, I mean, your point's accurate, but, you know, it's a choice. You know, no one's going to hold a gun to your head and say, you got to do this. Mm-hmm. The question is, does this hiring now motivate you, soften you on your stance of NIL to where you want to do it? You're motivated to do it. That's the question. Not that you feel like you have to do it. Do you want to do it? I think you're closer than you've ever been to really cracking the code.
I would 100% agree.
They have not figured out anything to crack the code to this point.
Now, speaking of close, it sounds like, based on your future head basketball coach, that Arkansas was closer than you might think of actually hiring him back in the day. Bo put out this sound from yesterday on his show. I think it was in 2011 when he interviewed Cal on a conversation that Frank Broyles and John Calipari had back in 2007. Take a listen to what Cal had to say even 10-plus years ago about your basketball program.
The initial conversation, we were talking like candidates. And then he said, what about you? And I said, what about me? He said, how about you take this job? How about we talk to you about this job? And what ended up happening, and you had a chance for Chancellor White, who he and I spent some time, and really was really high. I was really high on him. At the end of the day, I just had too good a team. And again, we went to the final game. I mean, you know, and I just felt an obligation to the players in that program at that point that, you know, we had guys that were in their second, third, and fourth year that, you know, wouldn't have been fair for them. And it all came down to that. I mean, it had nothing to do with anything else. I have friends down there. John Tyson and I are friends. I mean, Arkansas is a special place.
Arkansas is a special place. Those were not just words. We've seen in the last few days that it's about to be an action, that he's not just saying that for being on an Arkansas sports talk radio. He's not just giving you praise just because he knew he was going to have to compete against you year in, year out. There is actually an action that follows that. And in 2007, your basketball program was not in the same situation as it is right now. You have had a lot of tournament success the last 4 years. Forget last year or this past year and what happened. There's been a lot of tournament success. And even then, he respected your basketball program.
But we already knew Arkansas is a special place. But you're right. The action has followed that. All of our coverage of Arkansas basketball and Coach Cal's brought to you by the Lindbergh Real Estate Group and by Maverick Mail Medical. We'll continue our coverage throughout the day. We're expecting a press conference tonight at 6 o'clock. We'll have the audio for you here on ESPN Arkansas and the Hit That Line Now app. So nothing official has still been released. You mentioned earlier Board of Trustees meeting at, 9 a.m. this morning?
Correct.
I've seen some images or pictures and things have been texted with a kind of an agenda of the day and what time he's supposed to arrive at Drake Field and everything leading up to kind of what we know. It's the worst kept secret ever. And I don't think they even were trying to keep a secret about this press conference, but Bud Walton's going to be set up. I assume the picture of him on the display inside the arena is real. I was telling you yesterday, I don't know what to believe is real with AI today and the ability for people to generate images that look real. I assume that is. But isn't it sad we live in a world we can't assume that what we see with our own eyes is true?
CGI, AI.
Yeah, all that. I don't know. I guess that image inside the arena is there. So
here are my list of requests for John Calipari and his early start in his early tenure at Arkansas. Bring back Midnight Madness. You will be able to fill that place up for Cal's first team. His first event, bring it back. We know how much fun it was back in the day with Nolan Richardson. Bring that back. Put the slobber hog smack dab in the middle of the court. It's one thing to have it next to Nolan's name, and I'm forever grateful that his name is on the court. But the Arkansas outline on the Razorback and center court, it's not terrible. At least it's not the front-facing hog. But smack the slobber hog back there. If Cal says we need this done, it will get done. Schedule Memphis. Cal didn't want to schedule Arkansas back in the day when he was the head coach in Memphis. He didn't see it. Schedule the Memphis Tigers, not to a neutral side game in Little Rock, not to neutral. Play a game at Bud Walton Arena. Play a game in the FedEx Forum. Schedule the Memphis Tigers. Give fans reasons to come to non-conference regular season games in both venues.
Last thing
I've got for Cal before we go back to the McCarty Daniel Hotline, welcome in Marshall and Greenwood, is don't look past the in-state kids. Okay? Taron Burgess, you've got Isaiah Seely, other guys. I felt like that there was somewhat of a deteriorating relationship with Eric Musselman and high school kids based on the Nick Smith sack. And I don't know whose fault it was. I don't know if it was Eric's fault. I don't know if it was Nick's fault. I don't know if it was a combination of both. I don't know if it was the people that were not in charge of Nick, but directing him to do certain things. I have no idea. But I felt that after that happened, that he was not going to put as much stock as the in-state kids. There will be more talented players across the United States. But these kids that play in-state, football, basketball, baseball, always give you a little extra. Even if they're not, they don't have the same resume and they're not on the paper, just, I know we can recruit nationally. That is going to be an issue, I think.
But what would make you even believe that would be a possibility? I mean, he's recruited this state from other schools like Kentucky. You went over a list earlier of all the players he came in and got. Malik Monk, probably the most notable. Archie Goodwin. I mean, he recruited Nick Smith. What would make you believe he would not recruit the talent in Arkansas when he's already
gone after it?
Shown that he's consistently done that for players that merit a scholarship. Mm-hmm. Don't just recruit a kid from Arkansas because he's from Arkansas. Recruit him because he's a really great basketball player who happens to live in Arkansas.
All right, let's talk to Marshall, who's in Greenwood, on the McCarty Daniel Hotline. Marshall, welcome in.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I do think green does go with blue. Whenever I think about that, I think about the Seattle Seahawks, right?
Yeah.
I think green can go with blue.
Absolutely.
And the second thing, if I'm giving $50 a month, I think if I sign up for $50 a month every year, year in, year out for NIL, I think getting something once a year would be kind of cool. I agree with the previous caller, like a sweatshirt or a hoodie that's got Arkansas with a Razorback and an NIL edge. I think that's something to be proud of, that you're supporting the Razorbacks. And then obviously, you know, if you're giving $100 a month or $150 a month or whatever, then maybe the gift's a little bit better than a hoodie. I don't know. But I like that idea. I think it makes you feel like, it makes you feel like you're a part of what's going on, a part of the process, a part of supporting the Razorbacks. I think it's a good idea. So I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah.
Thanks, Marshall.
One thing the university has at their disposal that, you know, yes, you can do shirts and hoodies and all that, but that costs money. I mean, every dollar you take out of that to buy someone a T-shirt that you've got to mail to them, all that costs money. The one thing the university can do that they exclusively have are experiences. Where you get a certain level, you get to go to a evening with Coach Cal at Bud Walton. He's going to talk to all the people that donate, and you get to spend time with the players. That doesn't cost as much money per person. So, I mean, yeah, you want to build some branding and all that out there, but, man, if I'm the university, I want to use my experiences. I want to use, you know, a special event where, hey, you only get in the door if you have done this. And these players and these coaches will be there, and you'll have a chance for pictures and autographs, and you can bring your kid with you. And, you know, those are the kind of things that I think you could leverage more than anything. But the question I still come back to, does this transition we're getting ready to apparently go through in basketball motivate you to finally step forward as an average fan, just like me, Ty, any of us listening? You know, sorry. Our last name in Tyson or Walton or Hunt, we don't have double-figure income, double-comma incomes.
Mm-hmm.
But we could all give $50 a month and not adjust our lifestyles.
Okay, so you keep using the proverbial we and acting yeah. like, are you going to do it?
Yeah, I probably will.
Okay. Yeah. Are you just waiting until Cal's presser tonight to inspire you to push you over the edge?
I'm asking a question because, you know, we talk with the average fan every day. You know, John Tyson's not the average fan. And I'll be interested if and when the facts come out about how much he's kicking in. You know, how much is this? The board's not meaning to go above a line item by state law or whatever, state rules or whatever it is. I don't know if it's a law or regulation or whatever. Because, you know, they were already paying Musselman and had to do that, right? So, you know, I need to understand a little bit of the legalese. We may find out that some of the big boosters maybe are kicking in other ways, but it's not as much as maybe Tyson's getting credit for.
One last request for tonight when the announcement will come out after 9 o'clock.
What is it?
Let Cal ride in on a motorcycle on the back of Bobby Petrino.
That's not
the entrance. Let him happen. Let it happen. Throw the bad PR aside. Just allow it to happen. If you really want to make an impact, if you really want to make an entrance, not an impact, an entrance tonight, let it happen. Putting that out to the universe, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But I'm at least putting it out there for hopefully the athletics department that's listening right now.
He could write in on this. Now, I was over at Arkansas Golf, NWA Golf and Power Sports yesterday. And as I was sitting in the parking lot waiting to go in, there was a trailer that came by that had Eric Musselman's golf cart. It's called the Muss Bus. I'll tweet this picture out a little bit. It's got the Razorback top on it as far as the spine of the hog, and it's got a big sign on the front that says Muss Bus. They repoed it yesterday. They went and picked it up.
Oh, really?
And brought it back. I don't know what they're going to do with it, but it was Muss's golf cart they had given him.
I'll take it.
Yeah, well, I don't think they're looking to give it away. Maybe it'll be Coach Cal. I don't know, but they hauled it back to the shop yesterday. I just happened to be there when they brought it in. So the Muss Bus is now, off the street. So there's something he could ride in on.
That would be because people are. I've seen a bunch of Hog fans on tour. The Cal Perry Ferrari is what they're now equating Arkansas basketball to. Going from the Muss Bus to the Cal Perry Ferrari.
I've seen the Calgary.
The Calgary. I like that. That's a good one. Good. Big C.
Calzone.
I like Calgary better.
Calzones just make us hungry.
Yeah, I like Calgary. That's a good one right there, Big C.
Hey, sports fans, don't let plumbing issues throw you off your game. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric is here to tackle those pesky drain blockages and ensure your water heater is always in MVP form. With Pascal's world-class service, you can count on a winning play every time. Whether it's a quick drain clear or a water heater touchdown, Pascal's got the expertise to keep your home running smoothly. Stay in the game and leave the plumbing to the pros. Schedule your service online anytime at gopascal.com. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
Jamie and Rogers brings up a question about Nolan Richardson. We were talking during the break, asking if he thinks Nolan Richardson will be in Budweiser Arena tonight. You said adamantly yes.
I can't imagine he wouldn't be, and I can't imagine he wouldn't be seated prominently, first row or two. He should be front row. He should sit anywhere he wants.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, I'd be surprised if he wasn't there.
Nolan was interviewed by Mike Irwin. I don't know the audio today. I'll play it tomorrow, but had some really positive things to say about John Calipari, who Tommy referenced. Cal's beat Nolan twice. Yeah. Beat him in 95, beat him in 96. So there is some respect level, it seems like, from the outside looking in, just listening to the great Nolan Richardson talk about John Calipari. But yes, I, like Tommy, expect him to be there tonight. Baseball, let's talk about it. We spent 2 minutes on this morning. Let's come back to it. Arkansas gets it done, but Hiva Aloy has been on fire lately.
Keaton Chase's 91st pitch is crushed by Aloy to right field, and there goes another Hiva Aloy home run on the first pitch of the fifth inning. He goes into the upper deck of the Hunt Center over the bullpen in right field. Number 9 for Aloy, and it's 5-1.
He has really turned it on since SEC play began and continues to up his batting average, as has Nolan Souza, his fellow Hawaiian counterpart. Nolan is leading the team right now in batting average as a true freshman. He has been unbelievable. Y'all, he's hitting .362. He's got 6 homers, 20 RBIs in just 21 games. As Arkansas wins, it's 22nd game in a row, 5-1 last night. They are 28-3 this season. Best 31 game start in program history. Also got some production from Ben Bybee yesterday, who Eric Musselman was complimentary of. Here is what he said about a pitcher that he's happy to have back in the rotation and just good to be back with this team.
Yeah, I thought that Ben Bybee came out and pitched really well for us. He had a good changeup, good breaking ball, fastball was good, and just really got us off to a good start. That's kind of what we saw in fall practice, and then, you know, obviously in the spring he got mono and it slowed him down big time. But he's starting to get his, you know, his strength is probably full go now, and I thought he threw the ball really well.
Bybee's 2-0 on the season. He's got 11 strikeouts over 9 innings of pitching, and he has 1 ERA. So the pitcher's really stepped up in his return to this Arkansas rotation in midweeks, and he's going to be used on the weekends in SEC play. Tommy, got one more game today. The time has been moved up to 1 o'clock, 12:30, first pitch. We'll see if it's actually played. I anticipate that there is a pretty substantial chance this game gets rained out later today.
Yeah, rain is they're hoping. And I don't, at what point would you just say we're not going to play based on the future forecast? Rain at 30%, 40% in the 11 and 12 o'clock hours, 1 o'clock and beyond, it's 45, 50% chance of rain all the way till the evening. So I don't like the odds of them playing today at all.
Yeah. Last thing here, by the way, I said Eric Musselman said Dave Van Horn. I apologize about that. Last thing here in your Hog update. We had Jimmy Dykes on yesterday, talked a lot of things about John Calipari. The good thing about Cal coming in, there's several good things, right? But he's not going to be intimidated by your expectations, because while it's not Lexington, Kentucky, you expect a lot from your basketball program. Here's what Jimmy had to say about being the only show in town.
If you're the head coach of a Kentucky or an Arkansas where you are the only show in the state, you're the only show in the state, those coaches can't just sit in their office all day and watch film. Like, they have to get out and be engaged and be in tune with the entire state and the vibe and the fan base and all those things. And Cal is great at that.
It's going to have to be, because that is what you expect from your basketball coach. In the last 15 years in Lexington, there's no reason to believe that he wouldn't be. Starting tonight, you're going to enter the show. And I think that's probably the best term you've used on this. Yeah. You're not just getting a coach. You are getting a show, as Elvis used to give you back.
You've hired Elvis. I mean, because there's no bigger mega star than Elvis probably ever. Taylor Swift. You've hired Taylor Swift, to put it in modern day terms, in regards to college basketball. Is there a bigger face? Is there a bigger voice in the game right now? You know, he's a Mount Rushmore candidate. He would go up there somewhere with, I mean, Wooden and Coach K would have to be up there, right? And then the debate could begin. And he's in the midst of that, even though he hadn't won as many titles, championships, but his longevity, his success. You know, he's like Saban. Anytime something important happens, you put a microphone in Coach Cal's face because you want to know what he thinks about it. That's who you've hired.
And that is your Hog update this morning on a beautiful Wednesday, brought to you by our friends at Mr. Sparky.
You don't have to put up with any malarkey. Call 888-8-SPARKY.
Brent is in the beautiful city of Searcy, Arkansas this morning on the McCarty Daniel Hotline. Brent, welcome in.
What a great day for the Razorbacks starting today at before 6 o'clock in the afternoon. I mean, this is a monumental day, Ty Richardson. You've probably never seen anything like it in your lifetime.
Oh, I don't think there's any question. I mean, this is the biggest hire, not just my lifetime of 29 years, but in Arkansas history. I don't know how you counter that in any way.
Oh, no. The only thing that could match it was winning the national championship in 94.
That day. I was born about 7 months later.
Oh, were you? So you, so 95? Is it, or?
December 11th, 1994. They won it April, whatever, 94.
So we've got the same birthday. I'm the 13th through the 11th of December. All right. I'll always remember. But here we go. I got a question for you. How about this? What do you think will happen with Kyle Perry? What do you think is the makeup of his staff going to be like, and things such as that?
That's a good question, Brian. We appreciate the call. Sorry we're running up against it. So sounds like Kenny Payne is in the running. I can't remember. I want to give credit to whoever reported it, but it sounds like that his son is going to come over for Vanderbilt and be one of his assistants. There's a few others, I think, on his Kentucky staff that are going to come over as well. I hope, one, I love Ronnie Brewer. Two, I think he's been a good addition to this staff. I hope that he keeps Ronnie. And I don't know if they've had conversations. I don't know if a conversation is to be had. That is my hope, that you keep an Arkansas tie, you keep a guy that loves this program, loves this state, and has the NBA connections too, which I think are important when it comes to what John Calipari is trying to establish here. That is my opinion. Maybe Cal feels differently, but that's how I feel on Ronnie Brewer.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Introducing the new Starbucks Pairings menu, where you can get a tall brewed coffee or tea, hot or iced, paired with a croissant starting at $5, or with a breakfast sandwich starting at $6. Because at Starbucks, we know that some things are better together. Limited time offer at participating stores. Restrictions apply. Visit starbucks.com/pairings to learn more.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris George from Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas gifts, weddings, heirloom family treasures. And at Joshua's Fine Jewelry, we only have one sale every year, and it's right now. Every single item in our store is value priced for Christmas. We do custom one-of-a-kind jewelry. If that's what you're looking for, come see us. You can get anything fixed for a Christmas gift. Selection, quality, service, and Christmas red tag prices now through Christmas at Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville.
Have you tried Benville Brewing's new Space Goose Hazy India Pale Ale? It's handcrafted in Arkansas. You'll taste the great tropical citrus, including the passion fruit, the guava, and pineapple. It's creamy, zingy, and zows the taste buds. It's weird, wonderful, and wacky all at the same time. Try the new Space Goose Hazy India Pale Ale from Benville Brewing.
Clay, what a beautiful morning it is. Wednesday, April the 10th, as we welcome you here on a What's Your Beef Wednesday. We have not fielded many beefs this morning, my buddy.
Yeah, I don't think I have any. I mean, it's got a lot to do today. That might be a beef, yeah. But it's okay. It's better to be. I've got radio this morning. I've got radio midday. And then I've got a press conference to attend tonight. That's a lot of work, but that's okay. I'm glad that somebody still wants me to work.
Yeah, and you got to write that column at hitthatline.com.
I will. Yeah, yeah. I haven't decided whether I'm going to write it tonight. Probably in the morning, Tommy.
So, looking forward to reading that. All right, we didn't talk to you since I mean, it's been a whole different world since you were with us last week. Now, you were
with us.
You were with us on Friday, and we thought we were headed in one direction, possibly with Chris Beard. Then by lunchtime or so that day, that appeared was not going to be a possibility. And then now it's inevitably, or it seems like we're right on the doorstep of officially naming John Calipari as the next head coach at Arkansas.
Oh, they are. Yeah. I mean, it's going to happen. You know, I think it's a very complicated contract. It takes a little bit of time, and I think that's exactly what's going on. And there's, you know, they're scurrying behind the scenes to get all that done, and you know, the lawyers are, you know, dotting the I's and crossing the T's and make sure one side likes it, the other side does too. And but I you know, it's as exciting as, you know, there's never been anything like this. Never been anything like this, where you have, you know, hired away a Hall of Fame coach from a blue blood. You know, really, in, you know, in any sport. I mean, yeah, you can, you know, talk about, you know, Frank Broyles. I mean, he was 1 year head coach at Missouri when he came to Arkansas. Nolan Richardson had, you know, had great accomplishments, but he was not considered a Hall of Fame coach at that point. I don't, you know, I don't know what you would compare this to in any sport, to be real honest, at any school. But this is just, you know, it's to, you know, to pay, what, $8 million? I mean, it's just like that. That was the whole budget 20 years ago, 30 years ago.
Yeah. You just think, and you got me to thinking there, you know, I think about Roy Williams leaving Kansas to go to North Carolina.
That's the one that came to mind for
me. That's blue blood to blue blood.
Yeah, but that's different. That was alma mater type stuff.
Yeah, I
mean,
Smith,
I just think, I mean, but Kansas, North Carolina, I mean, you get the toss of the coin on which one you might think is better. But, there's really not a case in sports that just comes right to mind.
Certainly not at Arkansas.
Certainly not at Arkansas. And certainly not blue blood to a school within the same conference. I mean, there's just so much meat on this bone that a week ago, if we'd said this, we'd all said, you're out of your mind. You're crazy. But I think the key in all of this is Kentucky had, I think their fan base had grown fatigued with John Calipari. And you didn't have an opposite side like you did with Ole Miss fighting to keep their coach. I'm not going to say there's a hand in the back on his way out the door, but I don't think the gloves were put up a lot to duke it out with Arkansas to make sure Calipari didn't leave Lexington for Fayetteville.
You know, I think that the powers that be wanted him to leave. He just didn't want him to go to Arkansas.
Yeah.
But you don't get to pick the landing spot. You know, it's like, okay, yeah, you can go to Washington State.
Yeah.
You know,
go to Michigan. Go to Ohio State.
How about Central Florida? It's like, we won't see you again. They're going to see him again, and they know what it's going to be, and it's going to be he's going to have his his cutlery set out going into Lexington and try to carve them up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way you want it. And that's the way Kentucky should want it too. You know, you want it to be just like that. You know, I was thinking last week, you know, what does Arkansas need? I wrote a little bit of stuff, but what they really needed, I didn't think highly enough. I didn't think about Calipari, we should say it right.
Calipari. Calipari is the correct pronunciation.
I've been saying it right and then saying it wrong.
I've been alternating.
It's like the band Perry.
Yeah.
Except he's bringing the whole band. It isn't just three of them.
It's not, you know, Calamari. It's not Calipari. It's Calipari.
Yeah. So, but it's what did they lack under Eric Musselman? What kept them from going past the Elite Eight? Well, every time they saw talent that was above what they had. You know, if you go back to Baylor, and you know, they won the national championship. You know, you go back to what did they have that was beyond what you had? Well, they had five stars at every position. They had NBA draft picks. You know, they didn't have one. They had five. five guys, Baylor did, in some depth. They brought his guys. But there was a difference in talent in that game. Just pure raw talent. I mean, I thought the same thing when they played Duke. That was as talented a group of five players as I've seen. Yeah. And then when they played UConn, well, how do you get past that? Could Eric Musselman, get past that? Was he going to sign 6-7, NBA players in one class? I don't think he thought he could. I think that's why he left, because he didn't have what he thought was necessary, which was a huge NIL pot.
Oh, yeah. And don't you think this is somewhere out in California eating him alive to know that he begged and begged and begged people like John Tyson for the money, and they wouldn't give it to him? But here comes Calipari, and they're giving him the moon.
Well, I think it was, it's probably a sigh of, like, that's what I thought, we needed. But it takes somebody like John to get it. It takes that personality. Now, I don't know if you've ever been in the room with him. Nicest guy. He is so if he goes out to Herman's and he's hanging out there, I can see where Johnny Tyson would like him. Yeah. Everybody in the room, he's going to be courteous. He's going to shake hands. He's going to try to accommodate when everybody's going to get their picture taken, and that's behind enemy lines. There's not a lot of head coaches that have the guts to walk into Herman's, the night before they play the Razorbacks. That's not the way it works. But you know what? That's how you get the NIL money. That's how you play the game. And I'm not sure it's a game with him. I think that's everybody that I've talked to that's covering him say that's John.
Yeah. Very engaging.
The other thing that is very apparent everywhere he's been, he's a devout Catholic, and all that big salary he tithes, and he puts it right back into local Catholic charities. I mean, he is the guy in town that everybody, like, man, we like him. He's given back. So that's how you get the NIL money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not a real complex formula. It's like, give back. Be nice to people. Treat them with respect. And he's got that, that New Jersey in him that everybody's like, man, he's a little bit slickster. He's a little bit, he runs, runs on the other side of the tracks. Maybe no, that's not really the way he is.
I'm still trying to compartmentalize the fact that there is what we assume is not a CGI or an AI picture of John Calipari in a red suit in Bud Walton Arena, which has made its way through social media. And when we go,
I assume that's real. I wouldn't bet my life on it.
But let's be real clear. The suits will be in Bud Walton Arena. Those assistant coaches and all that staff, 10 or 12 of them, they're not going to be in t-shirts, guys. They are not. They're gonna look sharp. And I'm not saying Eric Musselman wasn't, sharp dressing, but it ain't going to be t-shirts. It ain't going to be hoodies.
And I want to go to something that you said kind of off the jump of our conversation, Clay, talking about Kentucky fans kind of being mad that he's going to Arkansas. We have to remember, when the Arkansas Razorbacks came in the league in the early 90s, you won three straight regular season games against Kentucky. They had never experienced that type of competition before, when Nolan Richardson, not only in Lexington, but also in Fayetteville, Arkansas, not to throne them right off, but it was a message shot across the bow. It's like, we belong in the same conversation as you in this conference.
We were better than them.
Yeah.
Well, we're a better team than them.
So here's the first of all, I really don't give a flying flip about what the people in Kentucky think. I don't care if they like it, they don't like it. I don't care if they're pissed off. I mean, they're like Texas fans to me. Let them rot in hell, and let's beat the crap out of them with their old coach. Yeah, I mean, I mean that seriously. I don't really care, Ty, what they think. But I will say this. When Arkansas came into the league, the very first SEC tournament that Arkansas played in was in Birmingham. And it was in a small arena, about 9,000, which was short-sighted by the SEC. Southwest Conference played in an 18,000-seat arena, in Dallas, Reunion Arena. But So Arkansas was playing the second game of the day. Kentucky was playing the first game. Alabama, they've got their fans that were there, for all the sessions because, it's in Birmingham. And Alabama was pretty good. In fact, they ended up beating Arkansas. Kentucky is playing. Half the arena is blue. Half of it's red. I think in Kentucky fans' mind, there was a lot of Alabama fans in there. Arkansas players came in and sat on the first row at halftime of that Kentucky game to watch a little bit, before their game. They came in the arena, and 60% of the arena stood up and called the Hawks. And you talk about mouths falling open. They had never even contemplated that Arkansas might buy up 60% of the seats for that session when they're playing. So that's they know, and they have felt Arkansas's presence, over the last 30 years. And there's no question that team Nolan took into Rupp Arena with Corey Beck, and I guess it was Ty Day and Lee Mayberry.
Correct, yeah.
And they held the ball the last 10 minutes because they're up 20, and those people left. Rupp Arena, by the five-minute mark, had 2,000, 3,000 people in it. I mean, you've never seen a bunch of blue sports jackets head up the aisle that fast. Yeah. So they know Arkansas.
All right, let's take some calls. Clay Henry, Tommy Kraft, myself, Big C, with you this morning here on a What's Your Beef Wednesday, as is Brad in Fayetteville on the McCarty-Daniel Hotline. Brad, welcome in.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, brother.
Here's my question. What's it going to take for a big-time person to invest in the football program?
Good question.
Probably a hire of this nature.
Well, exactly, Tommy. I mean, it's one goes with the other. And we've figured that out with NIL. It's about, what's required to get the coach? And is somebody willing to do that? And I think there is. I think that there's interest in football at the same level of this. But I think it's, I do not think people want to put money into something that they don't see the proper return. And I don't care if it's athletics. Man, people are in business, and he's like, man, you go partners with me for this. And I was like, man, you're going to lose a lot of money fast. They don't do it. But if they look and they say, man, this is a Chick-fil-A franchise. You want to go in with me? Yeah, we're going to make a lot of money fast.
And eat all the nuggets we want.
Yeah, but it is what are you going to get for your money? And, I don't think that there was some concern with what was going on with Eric Musselman's team as far as what were you getting, what was going on. Mm-hmm. You put up money for Nick Smith and he didn't play. I mean, that made an impact with some people.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so in basketball, it's one guy. But the same thing, what did you put your money in for, KJ Jefferson and Rocket Sanders? Well, they didn't play. So, it is about what is the return for your investment. So when they have excitement in the football program, you will see NIL go up. And I know, which comes first, the chicken or the egg. Mm-hmm. But I think you got to have the right people in place.
Yeah. Brought to you by the Hickey and Hull Law Partners this morning. They have grown their firm over the last few years with four locations now, Fort Smith, Rogers in Northwest Arkansas, MENA, and Central Arkansas as well. So wherever you're listening to the Morning Rush today, Brad Hull, Kevin Hickey are nearby to help you with whatever it is that maybe you're facing. Family law matter, business matter, maybe been involved in an accident or a criminal matter. They've got expertise in every field with their over seven decades of combined experience with their team. Here's one number to call to get an appointment set up at any of the locations. So no matter where you're at, you can get your appointment soon with Brad Hull or Kevin Hickey. 479-434-2414. That's 434-2414. Or go to kevinhickeylaw.com.
Cole's in Kansas City on the McCarty-Daniel Hotline. He is going to be making the trek over to Fayetteville later on today for Cal's Pressure. What's up, Cole?
What's going on, Tyson? I'm actually in route right now. My head is still spinning from this news, but I figured had a couple of cancellations today, and I don't want to miss this. So hopefully I'll see you there.
Absolutely. And Cole, why were you pushed to drive 3.5 hours to just see this introductory press conference?
I mean, I feel like just when the rumors started surfacing, like my mind couldn't go there that this was actually happening. But just seeing the magnitude of this hire and just, I mean, I can't even remember a move like this in college basketball history. I know y'all mentioned, you know, Roy Williams and touched on how it's blue blood to blue blood, but it's just, I don't know. I think the love is going to be apparent for Coach Cal, and I just think it's going to be a cool thing to see. And I didn't want to. I had the opportunity, and I just didn't want to miss it. So,
Cole, be safe on your trek over. Okay, again, Cole's in.
It's historic.
Yeah, and there's no precedent. I think what he says there is important. There is no precedent of a Hall of Fame coach jumping from a blue blood to. And again, I don't want people to be taken back when I say second tier, but. We're not in the same.
You're not Kentucky.
Yeah, we're not in the same echelon of Kansas, Kentucky, UConn, and North Carolina and Duke. We're just not. That's
nobody
okay.
else is all.
Yeah, and that's okay. And UCLA, you can toss in there. But again, I want to go back to what we said in hour number one. A Hall of Fame coach decided that it was his best interest to end his career in Fayetteville, Arkansas. You didn't just choose him. He chose you, and that's so important in this discussion because he's played here for 15-plus years. He's competed against Arkansas teams and the fan base. I know that, again, you don't per se are on the court, but he knows the caliber of program that you have in Fayetteville, Arkansas, and it is so crazy how different people have reacted to this, and again, as I started the open, you can revel in this because you are the biggest story in not just college sports, in all of sports right now.
Yeah, let me go back to a previous caller about, you know, why isn't it happening in football? Well, it could have. It could have happened. There were people poised to really dump a lot of money in the program, both for Butch Davis, and I think that was Mr. Tyson, and then I think, the George family was they were signed off on Gus Malzahn. So, I mean, it just depends on who the coach is.
Yeah, we talked about that day or so ago. We've seen this before. It just didn't work out when they tried to hire Gus.
Gotta have two to tango.
Right. And you know, sometimes your money's only good for one candidate, and that's exactly what we've seen in this case.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent. Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network, the best podcast in the Natty State. Just search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.